the flowers of Easter. The flowers of Easter. What do they speak of? They speak of life. They speak of resurrected life. From bulbs that were dead in the ground, and they began to sprout, and they come up, and they, when we look at them, they make us smile. Do they make you smile, huh?
Indeed.
They do. I just love it when the bulbs come up, if the deer haven't come by. Right. They spring forth, the flowers spring forth, as Jesus sprung forth from the grave. On Easter morning, the women went to the tomb, and they were told, "He is not here. He is risen." And those three little words are good news.
Yes.
They were good news
Amen.
Then, and they are still
yes,
very
are.
Good news today. Why? Because as Jesus said, and we read from Luke 24:7, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. Jesus lived. Jesus died for a purpose.
Yes.
He came to set us free from our sins. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that statement true?
Yes.
He came to die to set us free. He had a purpose, a teleos. He knew what it was going to be, what the end was going to be. He knew that his dying made sense then that we would live. Amen. And we Amen. Live today because of his resurrection. So let's stand and let's celebrate as we read together from Psalm 66, verse 1 and 2. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name and make his praise glorious. Are we going to do that this morning, Pastor?
We are, absolutely.
Let's celebrate Jesus.